I always joke between the two of us that, you know, I'm the more romantic of the two because I was the one who always really knew. And as any guy would know, I think the real testament to this is that, you know, after Maxine and I dated for a couple of months, and she thought I was getting a little serious, so she said, hey, I think we ought to take a break. You know, at that point, as I think most guys would say, okay, fine, good, see you later, and if something comes back around, so be it. But I actually said, hey, that's fine, but you know what? I really like you. We should still be friends. Now, we all know that no guy actually ever really means let's be friends. So in Maxine's mind, that seemed okay because in her world, that was, hey, we'd go out two or three nights a week and Steve would buy me dinner and Steve would take me nice places.
I was making very little money at the time. Let's just clarify that.
She wasn't making any money. So it seemed like a pretty good gig for her. And in my mind, it was really just a matter of biding some time when we would be out until I figured eventually she would, you know, sort of come to her senses and recognize that this was it. Maxine likes to sometimes tell a story about Thanksgiving and how that sort of re-click things for her.
Yeah, you didn't have to wait that long. So Thanksgiving that same year, so this is still 1986. Steve's from Boston, as he said, and my family's from Pittsburgh. And we always had this huge family Thanksgiving dinner. We had been hanging out a lot, and I had gotten to like him. I thought he was a really nice guy. And I didn't want him to be alone on Thanksgiving. He said he wasn't going home to Boston. So I invited him to come to my parents' house for Thanksgiving dinner. And he said, yeah, that'd be great. So sitting in my parents' family room that night after dinner, watching the Cosby Show, and I remember the moment really well. There was a joke, and everybody laughed, and Steve was laughing particularly loudly, and I turned and I looked at him, and then something in my body just changed, you know, something in my heart, and I thought, huh, okay, this is strange, but I could feel it. I could feel a difference in the way I was looking at him and the way I was feeling. So I just sat on it for a little while because, you know, I'd hurt his feelings once. I didn't want to hurt his feelings again. So I just waited for a little while. Another month went by and a group of friends, everybody was going out for New Year's Eve. We chartered a bus and we would always go to dinner somewhere that was like an hour away so that we could, you know, drink on the bus on the way out, have dinner, and then drink on the bus on the way back, and then we'd go wherever we were going. And everybody had a date for that. And I didn't have a date yet, and I didn't think Steve had a date. I wasn't sure. And I asked him if he wanted to go and be my date for New Year's Eve, and he said no, he didn't want to, because he didn't do New Year's Eve with a buddy. And then I just kind of had to fess up that I was thinking maybe we shouldn't be just buddies anymore. And then the questions started. He said yes, but then he followed up with about 12 questions. Well, why did you change your mind? And what do you think is going to be different this time? And he's lucky I really ended up sitting through that all, because I think he was just wanting to know why all of a sudden something changed. It was self-protection.
If you want to think of it as self-protection for me, that's cool. We can go with that.
It
was really an understanding of the whole long-term future of balance of power in a relationship, really, ultimately.
Really?
Honey. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you were going to have to work a little bit because I had to work a little bit, and that was all part of that. You know, it's all good because that's why the relationship works so well.
Well, I was totally aware that you were making me work for it. I just never looked at it as a balance of power thing.
That's how it was.
Part of it, I think, was the way that Steve was so comfortable with my family, and at that point, how my family seemed to respond, because that was important to me. And then the other part of it was just feeling like I could spend a long time with him.
If you're really going to have a marriage work, you've got to have things in common that you want and goals. And I think what also helps is by then, each of us were old enough to start to at least have seen some people who got married very young and already were starting to break up. And so you start to look and learn, well, why aren't those relationships working? And for me, what I always thought was that, you know, those folks just didn't really have the same goals aligned with each other. And so I was really looking for someone that had the same value system, was going to want the same things, and would be sort of a supportive partner in all of that.